Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting third. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Spears. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jamie Navarro. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Randolph moves to second. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Randolph scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quirk scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Henderson bunts for a single. Henderson moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson moves to third. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Bordick, who tags Gantner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. Spears reaches third base with a triple. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Quirk, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops it up and throws to first, with Navarro covering, for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Riles bunts towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gallego hits a pop-up towards the mound. Navarro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Randolph takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive for a single. Randolph moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount strikes out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn is walked intentionally. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Stubbs hits a pop-up towards first. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Spears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Spears hits a pop-up towards third. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Canseco moves to second. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive beyond short. Spears can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Canseco scores. It's Brewers, 2, Athletics, 2. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball towards center. Yount catches it and throws to Spears, who relays to Stubbs to double up Steinbach. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Randolph hits a line drive beyond short. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamilton bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randolph moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Henderson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Henderson. Randolph scores. Hamilton goes all the way around to score. Yount moves to third. It's 4-2, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Brewers. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Stubbs hits a line drive towards the mound. Stewart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles strikes out. 1 out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5. And the Athletics 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Willie Randolph, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Kurt Young now pitching. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Stubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. 1 out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Navarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallego takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles now playing shortstop. Brooke Jacoby now playing third base. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Spears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Spears bunts for a single. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Spears. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Spears steals second. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Steve Chitrin now pitching. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Randolph is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Randolph hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. Randolph reaches third base with a triple. Spears scores. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Randolph tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-2, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Nunez now pitching. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Brewers. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Athletics 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to third. Joe Klink now pitching. Franklin Stubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0-for-4 in the game. Stubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Surhoff moves to second. It's 9-4, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spears is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Spears takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to third. Stubbs moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Steinbach interferes with Molitor, who is awarded first base. Surhoff scores. Stubbs moves to third. Spears moves to second. It's 10-4, Brewers. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Randolph is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Randolph hits a line drive for a single. Stubbs scores. Spears moves to third. Molitor moves to second. It's 11-4, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamilton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. Spears scores. Molitor moves to third. 2 outs. It's 12-4, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Hamilton moves to second. It's 13-4, Brewers. Gene Nelson now pitching. Dante Bichette pinch runs for Robin Yount. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton now playing center field. Dante Bichette now playing right field. Rick Dempsey now catching. Chuck Krim now pitching. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-3 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hamilton. Riles reaches second base with a double. Scott Brosius pinch hits for Mike Gallego. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Riles moves to third. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 13, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.